The Liberal Senator, Erica Betts, is urging the government to take a stronger stand against what he calls barbaric human rights abuses in China. It follows our interview yesterday on this program with Nobel Peace Prize nominee David Mattis, who's calling on Australia to join the push for a United Nations investigation into China's booming transplant sector.
They should be calling for an international institution-based investigation on this issue, which the European Parliament has done, which the US House of Representatives have done, and Canadian Parliamentary Subcommittee has done.
That's Canadian lawyer David Mattis speaking on this program about a recent report from the China Tribunal showing compelling evidence that Chinese prisoners of conscience are being targeted for organ harvesting. Senator Erica Betts, who chairs the Foreign Affairs Committee in the Senate, says Beijing is breaching every concept of human rights. He wants broad international action on this. He was at Hobart Airport about to board a flight earlier this morning when I spoke to him.
Good morning.
Does the Australian government have an official position on the China Tribunal report?
I've asked about the government's position on it, and they are having a look at what Sir Geoffrey Nice and his tribunal determined in recent times, and they're going to get back to me. So I'm looking forward to the official response, but clearly these issues are on the government's radar, and our Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, has a very good track record of being concerned about all matters human rights.
You've obviously got an interest in this. You will have taken a look at the findings. Do you believe what you read from the Tribunal's report?
The circumstances are such that even if 5 or 10% of the Tribunal's report were to be true and correct, it would be very disturbing. And I've got no reason to doubt that the whole of the report is in fact true and correct. And in those circumstances, I believe that the Australian government and the international community needs to take a very strong stand and tell the Chinese authorities that what they are undertaking is illegal, it's barbaric, it's a breach of every fundamental human right that you can think of.
Because the panel describes in its findings as indicative of genocide, would simply saying that we are expressing concern be enough?
Look, the terminology that is used, I'll leave that to others, but look, genocide in relation to Falun Gong is something that might be appropriate description, but the simple fact is the evidence is there that the Falun Gong seem to be the main target, that Buddhists, Uyghurs, House Christians, and indeed criminals have all been targeted for organ harvesting. It is a barbaric trade. It should be condemned outright, no ifs and buts. And I trust that we, as an Australian government, will be able to join with the European Union, the House in the United States, Canada, and other forums around the world to condemn this outright. There's no ifs and buts with this one. This is just barbaric, completely unacceptable, a breach of every single concept of human rights. And I trust that we'll take a very strong stand.
The China Tribunal is obviously a quasi-judicial process. It has no formal implications, but the estimates seem to suggest something between 60,000 to 100,000 organ transplants a year in China, numbers that on the face of it can't be easily explained. What would it say if the world can't take further action on this, about our fears of dealing with China in a forceful manner?
Ultimately, it is a matter for China, and short of taking action against China within China, it's a matter for China to determine. But all I would say to the communist regime in China, you've got enough problems with Hong Kong, you've got enough problems with the Uyghurs, the persecution of religious minorities, and this is just the most barbaric of matters that the Chinese authorities are allowing. It needs to be stopped, it needs to be condemned, and those that have engaged in it need to be brought to justice. This is a test of China in the international community, and I hope that they understand that Australians and indeed citizens around the world condemn this activity.
It's not just a test of China, though, is it? It's a test of us and our will also.
Well, look, we as a world community are quite right to condemn those activities, but short of simply condemning it, there's not much else that we can do other than potentially, should that be considered, dealing sanctions. But hopefully it won't come to that and this barbaric practice will stop.
You took the step some years back of joining with Greens Senator Janet Rice, co-sponsoring a Senate motion calling for a national register of Australians going overseas for an organ transplant. That's something that is increasing in numbers. Do you think Australians should be blocked from travelling either overseas or specifically to China for organ transplants?
Yes, I do. To be participating in this activity is to basically condone it, and it's barbaric, it's a breach of every human right, and I think all Australians would consider it barbaric and completely unacceptable.
And what about Australian universities and hospitals that work with Chinese institutions, train Chinese doctors in transplant surgery? David Matas raised that as a concern when we spoke to him yesterday. Do you think that Australia should be more careful about training Chinese doctors in particular in this sort of thing?
The Australian community, universities in particular, have a role to play here to ensure that they are not unwittingly part and parcel of this barbaric trade, of this breach of fundamental human rights. And so complete transparency, complete openness with the institutions that they cooperate with in China, fundamentally important. And I trust that these sort of reports, like the China Tribunal, will exercise their minds to ensure that they look into this and ensure that they are not unwittingly part and parcel of this barbarism.
But, I mean, that surely is very difficult to do. I mean, if you're training a Chinese doctor to perform transplants, how can you ever know the end result?
Look, the straight-out training is one issue, but the cooperation with institutions in China to ensure that the donors are actually donors and not victims of the communist Chinese dictatorship's brutality.
Obviously, this feeds into a broader issue in Australia right now, which is the way in which we approach China, balance our policies towards China. You will have read, no doubt, the comments of Tony Abbott, former PM, saying yesterday that China's a bully. We should be very cautious about closer engagement. This morning, you've described their approach to organ donation or harvesting as barbaric. Paul Keating, on the other side, said at that same conference yesterday that China critics are guilty of pious belching. Do you have a view about how we can balance this and manage this relationship?
Our relationship with China is very important, of course. We've got a very important trade relationship. But that said, we have an even higher calling, and that is to ensure that we do not provide comfort and succour to the barbarism that's occurring in China, and we need to speak out against that and speak out against that very forcefully. And with that, Hamish, I'm on final call, so I need to go. My apologies.
You've got to get a flight. Senator Erica Betts, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
That's Tasmanian Senator Erica Betts.